here with Debbie Robson from the Nicotine Research Group here at King's, and she's going to be talking later on about implementing smoke-free policies in mental health settings. So Debbie, tell us for people that don't know about what's happened here at the Maudsley over the last few years, what you've done in terms of bringing in a smoke-free policy here.
Okay, so we've supported SLAM in trying to improve the infrastructure and developing new treatment pathways and developing staff training pathways to support people whilst they're in hospital, to improve their experience whilst they're in a smoke-free environment, whilst at the same time trying to maintain a smoke-free site, which is quite a challenge. And our work with SLAM goes back as far as around 2006. So quite a long time we've been working with SLAM to achieve better treatment for people who smoke whilst they're in hospital, but also whilst they're in the community.
And I guess improving staff knowledge and skills is key, because a lot of mental health staff smoke themselves. So how have you gone about doing that?
Well, it's a bit of a... it's not so much a misperception that a lot of mental health staff smoke. They do, but when we looked at staff smoking rates back in, I think we did it in about 2005, 2006, it was around 21%, which was the same as the general population in the time, at the time. And when we looked at it again last year, it was down to 9%, which is much less than the general population, which is about 14%. So, and some of that is you can link it to the smoke-free policy as well, because it's been a bit of a nudge or a prompt for staff to look at their own smoking behaviours, particularly whilst they're delivering care to people who, you know, are restricted from smoking. So it's not quite fair if you're going out for a cigarette break, coming back smelling the smoke, and then you're having to have a conversation with somebody who might be restricted.
How do you respond to the kind of therapeutic relationship argument that often comes from service users on social media when they say that the going out having a fag with the nurse is actually a very important part of building that relationship and that bond?
Well, so at the moment, around 50% of people that use mental health inpatient services in SAM smoke. So 50% of them don't. So you need to have a very skilled workforce to be able to engage with people who smoke, but equally people who don't smoke. So the nurses and doctors and staff, they need to have those skills to be able to therapeutically engage with people and treat people without a cigarette as a tool. And for a long time we've used cigarettes to manage patients' behaviour, to reward patients' behaviour, but also to punish patients' behaviour. And that's never a good thing.
So what happens now if somebody is admitted to an inpatient unit here and they're a smoker?
So within 30 minutes, they are supposed to be offered nicotine replacement therapy, and staff have a conversation with patients who smoke about what they can do for them, not what patients can't do. So they'll start off with the fact that they can have some nicotine replacement therapy, and they can have as much of nicotine replacement therapy as they want during the stay. If they don't want nicotine replacement therapy, e-cigarettes are available. And we encourage people to use an e-cigarette instead of smoking, or use nicotine replacement therapy instead of smoking throughout the stay.
Now, how does that work? Can they smoke? Can they vape in on the wards?
They can vape on the wards. Yeah, they can vape in single rooms. We don't encourage people to vape in communal areas out of respect for people who don't vape. And not to vape during therapeutic conversations, but they can vape in the grounds. And each of our hospital sites, they sell e-cigarettes within the hospital shops or the hospital canteens.
So they have, they have to buy the e-cigarettes, but they get the nicotine replacement for free.
Well, e-cigarettes, it's a consumer product. There's no prescribable e-cigarette available. We'll probably see a prescribable e-cigarette within the next couple of years on the NHS. So at that point, that will be an option for people as well, whether they're living at home or whether they're receiving care in an inpatient setting.
A lot of other sites across the UK seem to view Maudsley, rightly so, as a leader in this area. How do you see this kind of approach that you've taken being picked up and used elsewhere?
Yes, certainly with e-cigarettes, because smoke-free policies are e-cigarettes. Smoke-free policies are controversial. E-cigarettes are even more controversial in the tobacco control community. But about two-thirds of mental health trusts allow the use of e-cigarettes in inpatient services. And again, we've done a lot to support other trusts with their e-cigarette policies.